Okay, Simon Reish Siv Beis. Simon Reish Siv Beis. Okay. So before we start Siv Beis, so we've discussed this machlokas a bunch of times already in Hilchos Zimun, and now here's the makor for it. So machlokas Rishonim once again versus Chachmei Sfarad, the Rambam and the Rif, versus Chachmei Ashkenaz, versus the Tosfos and the Rosh. Okay. Same deal. Once again, we have a Mechaber and Ramah Lishitosa. Mechaber passes like the Chachmei Svart. Ramah passes like Chachmei Ashkenaz. Like this. Mechaber passes. Eino tzarech lahasik ela ad shiomer baruch shalchan mishalo. V'chozer v'gomer shidasa b'lo baruch v'tchila. So that which we're talking about, when one person stops for other people, even if it's one, two people stopping for one person, the one person benches, the other two people listen. When do they have to listen to? So the Mechaber has the only Baruch Shachan Mishloh Tavoch Hayinu. They can go ahead back to their sandwich and they can continue eating. That's the sheet of the Mechaber. The Ramah though says, V'yesh Omrim, Shetzarech Lahasik Achiyomer Hazan Atakol. Chayin Noagim. The Ramah says that no. Berkas HaZimen goes all the way through the first Bracha until he said, Baruch Atah Shem Hazan Atakol. And therefore, we said before that the person leaving the bench, he has to say the first Bracha out loud because that's part of Berkas HaZimen Rosh Nazim. And now we see over here also that the person who's answering to the Zeman, he has to listen to it, he has to stop eating until that point. He should stop eating until he finishes Baruch Atah Hashem, Hazan Es Hakol. Okay? I'm going to say the Baruch, answer, I don't mean the Baruch, it's not a Baruch. The Mishnah Berurah does point out, look at Mishnah Berurah, shh, Mishnah Berurah Sikon Echas, Svir Lehu. We don't say that it's mamish a chelik of birkas zimuni. Because if it's true that's really a part of the birkas zimun, then when you're benching by yourself, you should not say this bracha. So nevertheless, afilu hachi shaykh al birkas zimun. It's shaykh to the birkas zimun. It's a chelik of birkas zimun. Therefore, it's shaykh to the birkas zimun. Therefore, that's the svara of the Chachmei Ashkenaz. The Kav HaChaim gives it a different svara, but that's the way the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. Why we have that Birkas Hazan is part of Birkas Hazimun. So that's the Lach Lamaitza between Svardim and Ashkenazim. If Svardim and Ashkenazim are eating together, let's say there's a Svardim is eating with two Ashkenazi guys, and the Ashkenazi guys want to go, and the Svardim is the third answering the Zimun. In this case, Svardim could go by his Lach and you go by your Lach. You go ahead and say Birkas Hazan out loud, and the Sephardi can go back to the sandwich right when you're done with Baruch Shachan Mishalot Vacha. You know, you're Yotzei Zimun because you're doing it. Let them do what they do, and let them do what they do. If a Sephardi is benching in front of Ashkenazim, I would assume the best thing to do, a Sephardi should say the first Baruch out loud to be the best thing for the Ashkenazim to be Yotzei Zimun. They should really have to hear the first Baruch out loud. So when a Sephardi is benching, and they're used to, they say all davening out loud, because they can say the first bracha of benching also out loud for us. So they should, I think that would be the best thing for them to do, is say the first bracha out loud. Okay. Guys. The Ramah brings down then, Vima Yadaitu Lasser Vlecho Pas. If his das is this guy who answered the Zimun, if his das is to go back and eat bread afterwards, apple pishalo achol achar king, even if he doesn't even actually eat any bread, even though you already hear Birkas Hazan because he's an Ashkenazi, nevertheless, he goes back to the beginning of benching. Kol shekhenim chazer v'yachol. And kol shekhenim, if he actually ate bread, he would go back to the beginning of benching. But mashmah from the Ramah, if he's not planning eating bread anymore, he just Tom wants to sit there talking to his friends for a couple more minutes before he benches. Or even if he's going to eat non-bread products, it sounds like he's Yotze the first bracha benching, and he goes off and says no debt. And this is Mefurish. I didn't make this up. Sikon Tess, he says, second line from the bottom. Achim loya b'daitu lechol hod, v'lo achol, kishemavarach berkaz amazon, matchil mi no de lechol. If he's going to answer the Zimon and his das is not to bench, and if das is not to eat bread, and he doesn't eat bread, so he's yotzei the first bracha already, he starts with no delicha. So probably sounds a little strange to you. Probably never seen anyone do this, and the reason is because of this bir halacha. The bir halacha, dibur mas lasu lechol pas. So you have to, gotta see everything on the page. At this time of the year, you gotta start seeing everything on the page. Or you're gonna come out with this mishnah brura, and you're gonna think, you're gonna go downstairs and start from the delacha. And the bir halacha argues over here. Bir halacha argues, he brings down the shirashita, and they even go as far as to say, if you're gonna eat, let's say, benzonos afterwards, you would have to say, you answer the zimun, you go ahead and eat a donut, and then now you want a bench, so you start from Nodelecha, and after you bench, you have to say an Al Michi on the donut afterwards also. So it's a whole balagan. But the Mishnah Berurah Halacha is not passing this. The Berurah Halacha says, the Minhag is not likely, one should not do this, it's not right to be eating in the middle of benching. I mean, you're also the first bracha benching, you're going to go ahead and eat, and then go back to benching. That's not the way we do things. Therefore, the way to do things is to have kavana not to be yotze the first bracha when you hear it from the day. It's part of the birkas. You yotze the birkas of the zeman part, but not to fill your chiyuv of benching. Your kavana not to be yotze, and therefore when you go back to bench, you obviously start from the beginning of benching, and everything is included. Anything you eat in between will be included in that benching. Okay, now there's a Mishnah Berurah at the end of this race. It's a very long Mishnah Berurah, and I hope maybe someone was bothered by it. The Mishnah Berurah says in the top line, see, cut and test over here, top line on page Kuf Dal. This Katva Aposin, the Echad Amasik L'Shnayim Yochol Lahasik Kama Pami, that if one person is Masik to two other people, he could be masik on a bunch of other times. If two more people come after that, he could start for them. And two people after that, he could start for them. Kigon shemit chila achu gimel v'hesik lam achad. V'achar kach bau shnayim achirim v'achu im achad. Yochol ze oda pa mahasik l'shnayim elu. D'lo shayich lomar parach zimim minayo. Kem shini starfu im shnayim shlo zimim yichol nizayim nalav. V'chim pa'am gimel v'yoter. Two sets, three sets, four, five, all day long you can sit there. We would start to zimim after zimim. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah has it, and this is a rush. The Makor is a rush. The Torah brings it down, and this Makor is a rush. Why am I saying this should bother you? What? Very nice. So we heard the opposite. What? When? Where? Kuf Tzadi Gimel. Close? No. Yes? Kuf Tzadi Dal. Sif Aleph. Kuf Tzadi Dal. Sif Aleph. Everyone turns to Kuf Tzadi Dal. Sif Aleph. The Ramah similarly told us exactly the opposite. The Ramah said over there, in Kuf Tzadi Dal Sivalef, we discussed this. Remember, we discussed there are two types of someone who benches or someone has Zeman gone away. There's Parach Zeman Minayu, and there's Yotze Zeman. We said by Parach Zeman Minayu, if let's say their Chabur goes and benches without him, he's Parach Zeman Minayu. So that, in that case, he can mitzarf with other Zeman. But if he's Yotze Zeman, he answers to he was part of a Zeman. That means Yotze Zeman, and you should not be able to mitzarf with other people. And that's what the Ramah told us. Ramah in Sif Karnal, Sif Alf, he says, Echad Zeman in Machirim, if one person is a Zeman with other people, Av Shnayim and Yisharim, Einim Yichol Nuzami. The two remaining people are not allowed to have a Zeman anymore. I mean, once you already had a Zeman, there's no more Zeman. You lose out on your Zeman. So, what do we do with this tira? So, one way is to handle it and say this is exactly the reason why the Ramah did not bring down this rush. The Ramah did not bring it down. He had to wait for the Mishnah Berurah to bring it down because he didn't pass him like this. He didn't pass him like this. The Machaber doesn't bring it down. The Mishnah Berurah, he had to wait for the Mishnah Berurah because they did not pass him like this. This is the sheet of the Yavetz. The Yavetz tells us we don't pass him like this rush. By the way, all three sheets are brought down real quick. We don't pass them like this rush. That's the sheet of the Yavetz. However, this is a Mishnah Berurah. We usually pass them like Mishnah Berurahs. So there's two ways, Mahalchim, to understand the route. We need to chilukim. So the first is a Machzis Hashekel. The Machzis Hashekel, the Mishnah Berurah is quoting a Magen Avraham there, who's quoting the rush. Machzis Hashekel is a parish on the Magen Avraham. Machzis Hashekel brings down that when do we say that if someone's Yotzei Zimun, he's not allowed to be starved to get to another Chabura, that's only if he went ahead and was Yotze and left out his friends that were in his Chabura. Meaning, three people are eating together, and one person left that chaburah of three people and mitzarif to another zimun and was mezanin with other zimun. So he did something that was incorrect. He left two people alone and they lose out on their parach zimun. They lost out on their zimun. They don't have a zimun anymore. Only in that case he held was you cannot, that one person who was answered the zimun cannot go ahead and answer to other zimuns anymore. But if he did not do this, their whole chaburah heard zimun, like in the case that we're dealing with this in this Mishnah Berurah. All of them heard zimun. You could go ahead and answer zimun. That's machzis shekel. The Evan Ozer, it's a very nice teretz. It's also brought down in Rabbi Kiva Eger in the beginning of Simon Kuf Tzadi Dalet. Rabbi Kiva Eger brings this down also. He says a very simple chiluk. It's a very simple chiluk, and it was staver. It just changes our mindset of how to approach this halach. Evan Ozer says that when do we say someone's yatzel legamrei zimun, where he cannot be mitzarif anymore with zimun? Rabbi Kiva Eger says. Hainu de gam beirach. When is it your yotzi zimun lagamri? If you also benched. If you benched with the zimun together, then you're completely yotzi lagamri with zimun, and you cannot be mitzarif anymore. However, aval zimun l'chud v'lo beirach, if you just answered the zimun, but you didn't bench, hashnayim acherim mitzarif v'mo l'zimun. And he quotes the Evan Ozer. If you just answer a zimun now, over here, the Evan Ozer says you can answer as mitzarif to zimun all day long, and that's what's going on over here in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, if you look later on, he quotes an Evan Ozer and he's cholik al zeh. He doesn't not seem to agree with Evan Ozer. Rav Berkowitz brought down the Chazon Ish did agree with Evan Ozer. So, anyways, in this case, for sure, we could pass like the Mishnah Berurah over here, and two people, if one person answers the zimun, then two other people come and mitzarif with him again, he could answer the zimun one more time. Not one more time, as many times as he wants to. The Mishnah Berurah goes on and continues a few lines down. He says, "Avalim hayu zayin uches b'hisik l'shnayim mehem." If there were seven or eight people, and two people answer them, and one person answers for two people, I'm sorry, yochel akarkak l'hasik oda pam l'ashar. He can answer again to the rest of his chabura that was there. Lo shayich b'zeh parach zimun menayu kevin shayah b'hen k'day zimun. He says, "Okat v'poskim." Just like one person is stops and answers two people, who within shlosha or above, tzrich nasing misudasim lashlim lasar levarach b'shem. So too, by three or four people, if there's six people on a bench and there's four people who don't want a bench, they're chayev midikar din to stop their meal in order to answer the zimun. They have rope. Ach the bezeh lekuli alma in tzrich nasik rad achar baruch lekino shalchanu v'lo yoter. But in this case, they don't have to wait till the end of the bracha of Azanas HaKol. They only could wait till Baruch Shachar Mishloh Tovol Chayinu. They could stop there and they could continue in at that point. Why? Because over here they're only mitzarif right now. They're going to have their own zimun. They're going to have their own zimun after. They're only over here mitzarif to answer Shem Hashem. They're only answer to Shem Hashem. They only have to hear Shem Hashem to answer Shem Hashem to make the minion. But afterwards, they're not really making a zimun. They could go ahead and make their own zimun afterwards without Shem Hashem. They're yotzu the Shem Hashem with this group. And then they're going to go ahead and make their own zimun afterwards, and therefore they could go ahead and continue from there. That is Simon Reish, the last Simon in Hilchos Berachos Hamazon. Here we go. Mi hu mevarach? Who should be the one leading the bench? So one has to remember in this case, back in the day, this meant the person leading the bench meant also to bench for them. Also to bench for them. So therefore, Gadol mevarach afilu ba'al basof. The gadol, he should be on the benching. He should be mezakeh the tzibor in the benching, even if he comes at the end of the suda. You don't have to wait for them. If they're ready to bench, they do not have a chiyuv to wait for the gadol. Over here, we're talking about a gadol b'chachma. The Mishnah Berurah says, "He's the one who should lead the benching." If he wants to be moch on his kav, he wants to give it to someone smaller than him, he's allowed to. The hani milei. When is this that the gadol should be the one benching? When there's no guest, there's a guest in the house, he's the one should be. Even the Baal Bais is a bigger Talmud Chacham. The guest should bench. In order that he can make the bracha of the Berkas Baal Bais. What is this bracha of the Berkas of the Baal Bais? Yiratzon shalei yivoshalei kalein Baal Bais hazeh. Lo balam azeh, balam avavah. V'yatzliach v'chol nechosav. He should have hatzlacha with all of his endeavors and all of his projects. V'yu nechosav. And his property should mutzlachim v'krov v'nehera. He should have Hatzlocho in the business, in his property. Krovin Lair, they should be close to the city, shouldn't have to travel far. Well, he slot Satan Maasei Odov, and the Satan should not get involved with his Maasei Odov. Well, he's da cake, or some have Lo'iz da care. It means to grab onto, snatch onto. Lefanav Shum Dvar Chet, Vehur, Ve'ovon, Miatav Yerlam. And Sin shouldn't reach him either. Vim Bala Bayis wrote to Levater, if the Bala Bayis doesn't care about the Bracha, or he doesn't want the Bracha from the person from the Oreach, and he wants to make his own birchas amazon. He wants to lead the benching. He has the right to. He wants to be mocha on his bracha. He has the right to be mocha on his bracha. Wadin shiachol yitain levarach lamishi yirtza. The same thing implies he could give the bench whoever the baal bais wants to give the bench. He could give the bench. So now, this halacha is what's going on over here. What's going on here is the oreach. Why should the oreach bench? So this din is talking about, as I said, is back in the day. When the person who was mezamein, he was also benching. Why? Because that person was going to be the one to bench. He was going to be yotzi everyone in benching, and therefore he was going to say the birkas baal bais is the baal bais would bench. So he's going to be motzi everyone in benching, and then he's not going to get any. He's not going to get any brachos. But nowadays, it's not. I chutz like Aruch Hashulchan says this. Berkowitz brought this down. That nowadays, where everyone is going to be benching on their own, and therefore all the guests have to say their own birkas baal bais. They should all say their own birkas baal bais. So if the baal bais benches, he's not going to get any less of a bracha. Therefore, the baal bais nowadays goes on to bench. He is totally reshus, so there's no really, he's not mivater in his bracha. And therefore, there's not really nowadays this din that oreach has to bench. It is the minhag in most places he gives the oreach the bench to give him kavod or something like that. But in this din of the shulchan aruch, you get the bracha that's not really gan shayach anymore. Because anyways, the baal bais is going to get the bracha. And therefore, Allah Maisa, when you're in someone else's house, you should be making them a birkas baal bais. You should be giving them a bracha. Whether you're benching or whether you're not benching, that's for everyone. It's not just for the person benching. You might get confused. It sounds like what comes out of Zlacha, it's only the person benching. But that's simply not true. Everyone who is benching nowadays has to give the bracha to the baal bais. What? Okay, yeah, I'm going to get there. I'll discuss it one second. It's supposed to be things over through themselves tonight. One second. The Magen Avraham brings down, it's brought down at the end, in Sikhan Yidal in the Mishnah Berurah. He says this whole din of Birkas Baal HaBayis is only if you're benching on a kos. Magen Avraham, V'dafke Kishimvarchan al kos. However, it does not seem like that's the Halach L'Maisa. The Shart Sien already asked him this. Sikhan Tezvav in Shart Sien, he says, Eini Yodea Menayin Lo Magen Avraham. Why should it matter about the coast whether to make the baal bais? And therefore, even if you're not benching on a coast, then there's still a din of blessing the baal bais. Now, if you notice, it could be when you're younger growing up, you probably never even heard of this birkas baal bais. Only in new ventures do they actually have this birkas baal bais like it comes up in our Shulchan Aruch. And an Ashkenazi benching, you're right. In Sephardi benches, there are. In Ashkenazi, most Ashkenazi benches, you do not find this birkas baal bais. And the Mishnah Berurah here asks this kasha. Mishnah Berurah brings down a sefer, b'sefer lechem chomudos, zikon hei. Say, b'sefer lechem chomudos tama. Lama anu mishanim nusach habrocha de baal bais in mashin emar v'shas? Why do we mishana what's said in shas? He's actually asking maybe a different question. It's a little bit different than it's brought down in shas. But the bigger question is, we don't say it at all. Many benches, they don't have this at all. So, seems like that used to be the minhag in the Ashkenazi, amongst Ashkenazi Jews, not to make the birkas baal bais for many years. And it seems like we're somech, the Mishnah Shart Sien somewhere who says this, we're somech on the rachamani v'rechet baal bais, we say on the rachamani we're b'varch the baal bais. In that case, and that's what we're somech on, that's good enough for the birkas baal, that's in the place of the birkas baal bais. And Rav Nevin Saul told me, since we see this was the minhag Ashkenazi, and therefore, none of this, she tells in a couple of places, he holds like this. What's written in the Birko name, what's written in the Siddurs, if that was written in the Siddurs, that means that was not the Minog, and therefore there's a reason for it, and therefore one does not have to go ahead and say the whole Birkas Baal HaBayis. He could go ahead and be Somach on the Arachman for the Baal HaBayis for Ashkenazic Jews. However, it seems like there's really no reason why not to say the Birkas Baal HaBayis. It seems like it's a good thing, the Pesach Chuvah separates down from different Sfarim, that even nowadays, since it's starting, it's making its comeback. So the comeback kid, it's gonna make his comeback into the benches now. So one should try and say the Birkas Balabais if possible. It's a good thing. And I told a couple of people it's a good way of making up for also not mentioning the Balasa Bais and the Zeman when you're not gonna mention her. So when you mention it, it's a good way. It's also because you have to also say it out loud. There's no really din that you have to say it out loud. We never see any Makor, you have to say it out loud. But to say it out loud is a nice thing, they feel good. And you there you can say you're at such a low gosh. Balabais, Vibalasabais, you very want to give a bracha to both of them. This is the place to give a bracha to both of them. Even though the Nosach is Balabais. But you see in the benches when they bring it down, a lot of them have Balabais and Balasabais. I don't think there's any reason why not to say Balasabais over here. So over here is a good way of getting back and finding favor in the as she's benching her burning anger for you not mentioning Balasabais in the beginning. So I'll be soothed over here. She'll be able to finish her benching feeling better. Okay, so anyways, so it's a good thing to say. I don't see why not go ahead and say the Birkas Balabais, even though that was not printed in the Siddurs for many years. It's found in the Shas. Why not say it? Okay, so children in yeshiva, or bachurim in yeshiva, who do you say the Balabais? Or who do you have to? So Rav Nevenzel told me one: if your parents are supporting you, this sending checks to the yeshiva or sending you money, then you should give your chayv to also bless your parents every time you bench. You should mivarech your parents. Some say it's even a like in part of the mitzvah of kibud av aim if you do. And you should also, Rav Nevenzel told me, you have a chiyuv to also give a bracha to the yeshiva itself. He said, bikaron, the people who support the yeshiva. That's what you should have in mind also when you're benching the yeshiva. When you're benching, you should mention every time your parents and in the yeshiva and benching. If you're visiting your parents, also, if you also should bless your parents. If you're like living in your parents' house, then maybe not. It's not really, you're not a reach. But if you have to get married, Bezat Hashem, and you go visit your parents, then you should mention them in benching also. Answer your question? That was your question? You don't live at home, so you're all right. You should bless your parents. Bless your parents. So again, Rav Chaim Kinyasi say for, what it's called, Dolo Mashke. Yeah, he has like 10 different shilas on who he has to say Birkas Balabais, not to say Birkas Balabais. What?
Divorced.
What about it?
If you live with your mom, you say it to
dad's house. Okay, say it to your dad's house. Great. Okay, we got a good fighter. See base. Lo yaktim chokum yisrael lakoyin ama arts. Lavarach va der chokum misha kuna. See, it's a tricky lashon over here. I don't know why. It's a little funny lashon. But it means, do not, if you have a talmud chokum and a coin there, a coin ama arts, you do not put the coin ama arts before the chokum yisrael. Der chokum misha kuna. Because you think it's a coin, you should go first. If a Talmud Chacham's there, he goes first. Aval atet lo a Chacham reshus yivarech ein mikach klum. But if the Chacham wants to be mochel and give him the right to bench and flight before him, that is fine. We only see that a Chacham is not allowed to do this by Kriyas HaTorah. A coin always goes first, even a coin Amaretz. That's in order not to consider the topic of the night, Machlokas. In order not to cause Machlokas in the base Knesset. But over here, if the Chacham wants to give reshus, he's allowed to give reshus. Aval koin Talmud Chacham. Mitzvah lahaktimo shenamar v'kidashto liftoach rishon levarach rishon. But a kohen talmud chacham, it's a mitzvah to give him first shenamar v'kidashto, because you're supposed to make, give honor to the kohen first. The Mishnah Berurah brings down all the examples. If there's a bunch of speeches, the kohen should go first. When Dolo Mashke does the shayla, if the kohen comes in line, you have to give him the first place in the line. Brings down the machlokas Rav Yashav or something Rav Scheinberg. Anyways, shenamar v'kidashto. Don't push it. You bring down it. I think Rav Chaim Kinyasi said, only if they all came at the same time, then it might be a mitzvah. But if. Okay, Shinavar Kidashdo. They talk Rishon Lavar Rishon. He should be Poteach Rishon, and she first one to bless. And that's Alachos by Kuna. Even though we don't really have Cheskes Kuna nowadays, it's not so push it. So even though once you do Birkas Kohanim, you should not be Mishtamish Kohanim. You should not go ahead and use them without their Mechila. I don't think that was like this, but anyways, the Mishnah Berurah, a lot of people don't know this. Also, you'll mention this, a lot of people yell at you that it's not true, but it's in the first Mishnah Berurah. It's also Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says it. I remember someone in Shul giving a share on Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and he said this halacha for the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He says, but the Mishnah Berurah argues with him. I show him the Shul that he's wrong. But it's right here. The Mishnah Berurah Sikon Alf brings down. That's not Sikon Alf, I'm sorry. It's it's in Sikon Yud Gimel. It says Tov lahaktim a Levi gam kein li'Yisraelim heim shavim b'chochma. There's also an Indian to be makdim a Levi also falls equal, and there's no really Talmud Chacham there, and there's no coin there, to, so Levi comes before Yisrael over here. In the middle of the Sifkan, towards the end of Sifkan Yud Gimel. After the brackets. Okay?
Wow.
So Mishabura and the Kitta Shulchan Aruch. There's also an Indian to give to the Ovel first, the Mishabura Sifkan Aleph. It mentions also to give to the Ovel first, if all is equal. It'll be a Zohar, just like he davens for the Tzibor, he'll be Mizaka the Tzibor in the benching over here. Okay. Sif Gimel. Misha Nodin Lo Levarach Vein Levarach Mekatzer Yomav. Someone who, if Baal Bais gives someone to bench and he does not want to, Mekatzer Yomav, he's going to get a shortened life. But once again, this din, as Rav Nevinsal points out, and many posting points out, Hayom Inc., the Mishartzian is Mistapik. He says maybe nowadays, since what's the purpose of the wise, what's the point? Because the point is that if you give him the bench, he says no. He's saying, I don't want to give a bracha to the Baal Bais. But once again, over here, since everyone's going to be benching to themselves, they're going to give anyways a bracha to the Baal Bais. So that's not the reason why he's refusing to bench. Maybe because it's Nias. Maybe he doesn't know Hebrew so well. Whatever the reason is that he doesn't want to bench. We do not say Mekatzer Yomav. Rav Nevinsal says in the first of her, Hayom Enk Peda Kevin Shekol Echad Mevorach La'atzvo. Once everyone benches themselves, there's no Kepeda over here nowadays. We said the same thing by getting called up to Leah. Okay, and Siv Dalit Sarach Lasser, Sheetni Lo Koshel Bracha Levarech. One should try and be the one to bench because he's going to be Mizaka the Tzibor in benching, or in, at least in Berkha Simon. It's a good thing for you yourself to go ahead and bench. Yashir Koach, guys, Chazer for the Bathina. That's the